Hello, I'm Richard Rogers. Welcome to the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. Today we're going to focus on the idea of gratitude. As we go into this Thanksgiving week, we're going to really open our minds, our hearts, our soul to have a profound sense of gratitude, of wonder, of just thankfulness that we are so grateful for every blessing, for every moment, for every gift, for every good thing, for the life that we've been offered. We give thanks for it all. Our good times and our bad times, we're going to give thanks for it all. And we're going to feel that the more that we spend time in gratitude, the more our life becomes transformed, the more it becomes rich and blessed and full. The more that we just say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, the more blessed we become. Thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. Every night before we go to bed, we make a list of the things we're grateful for. Every morning we give thanks for them. We acknowledge all the blessings, all the ways that God has shown up in our life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So let's begin. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to feel the presence of God that's within you and all around you. And our simple prayer today is thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this moment. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for infinite choices. Thank you, God, for all the good that we get to know and live in and have in our life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the special people, the special moments. Thank you, God, for the love and the joy and the peace and the abundance. Thank you, God. That your only prayer tonight, your only desire today, is to say thank you for everything that we've missed. Every blessing that's gone unrecognized. Every moment that we took for granted or were cranky or sad, when the infinite goodness of God was right there. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this holy moment, for every moment, for the connections that we have with others, for the beauty of this day, the sunlight, the warmth. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all the blessings, all the laughter, all the fun. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all the ways we get to move around this world, for being able to walk or ride, or be in a car or a bus or a plane. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all the ways that we get to travel and move and see friends and family, and to see this gorgeous country. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for special moments that matter, that connect us, that help us feel the love of others. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for our spiritual beliefs and our connection with God, that the understanding that we have about how to live a spiritual life, and feeling deeply, profoundly, spiritually connected. Thank you, God. And a spiritual community that believes in us, that supports us, that prays for us, that honors us, that acknowledges the God in us. Thank you, God, for all the ways that we have spiritual community. And thank you, God, for all the ways that we get to serve others, that move us out of our ego, out of our sense of separation, out of our drama, out of our story, and allow us to make a difference in another child of God's life. Thank you, God, for all the ways that I've been asked to serve, even when I didn't want to, even when I didn't think it was a good idea, even though my ego wanted to run the other direction. Thank you, God, for service and how service takes me deeper and connects me more to the people around me. Thank you, God, for service. And thank you, God, for words. The words that inspire me. The words that soothe my soul. The words that connect me when I don't feel connected and make me feel like I belong and that other people believe in me. The words that I can speak to myself and to others, and the words that are so freely spoken to me when I need support. Thank you, God, for the power of words and all the ways that words have uplift me and heal me and bless me and guide me and inspire me to live a bigger life. And thank you, God, for the wisdom that is all around me. That literally that there is, I have access, that we all have access to an infinite amount of wisdom, that we could be guided into any area of our life, whatever we want to learn, whatever we want to study, that there is that level of wisdom already at our fingertips, that we already have access to it, that we have more wisdom available to us than at any other time in history. Thank you, God, for the intelligence and the wisdom and the knowledge that is available to us. Thank you, God, that we can access an incredible depth of understanding, both spiritual and of the things of the world, psychology and sociology and sciences and history and politics. There is so much wisdom in the world. Thank you, God, for all the wisdom. And thank you, God, for all the things that make us smile. And all the things that make us laugh and giggle and crack us up. And that we have the ability to laugh. That we have, God, gave us a sense of humor. Thank you, God, for humor in the hard times and humor in the fabulous times. Thank you, God, that we can laugh so hard that our side aches. Thank you, God, for all the things that make us giggle and laugh and all the people that know exactly what to say to it and that goes right into our heart and soul and just makes us giggle. Thank you, God, for laughter and humor and the connections that we feel when we laugh with others. The connections that we feel that someone knows us enough to make us laugh. Thank you, God, for laughter and humor. And thank you, God, for health and the ability that our bodies have to heal and restore themselves over and over again. That our body is incredibly powerful. That it knows how to heal itself over and over again. Every day, our body's at work healing itself. Every day. That 100 million times a day, our bodies are at work and every little cell healing itself. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for the healing power of people praying with us and believing with us and people speaking words that uplift us that all have an impact on our healing. Thank you, God, for all the healings that I've had, I'm constantly having, that go unnoticed. Thank you, God, for all the healings. Thank you, God, for the abundance, that this life is so abundant, that our culture, our country is so wealthy, that we have so much good, that we are so blessed, that there's so much beauty that we're surrounded by, and opportunities and possibilities, that we have, that we live in an opulent, abundant universe. Thank you, God, for all the opulence, for all the abundance, for all the good. Thank you, God, for life. For every bit of it, that there is so much to be grateful for, there's so much to give thanks for, that we could spend an hour, a week, a month, a year, we could spend the rest of our lives just being grateful. God bless you, friend. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving week. I hope your soul is just filled with an immense amount of gratitude, that you truly feel how close God is to you. That you were truly created in the image and likeness of God, and that you get to be wildly, powerfully, wonderfully blessed today. God bless you, friend. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.